Welcome back to The Drive with Aaron Marks. Dial us up live at 843-652-3776 or connect with us on Twitter at 1003theteam. Now, from our Merle's Inlet studio, here's your host, Aaron Marks.
Welcome back. Good Monday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team, TeamMyrtleBeach.com. If you're just joining up with us, we made an announcement earlier. The show is changing and that I will no longer be a part of it as of next week. So we're wrapping up our final week here. And if that totally catches you off guard, check out Facebook. We'll post some more details on that to Facebook. You can hit up my Twitter handle as well, at AM on FM. We'll share some more details with you. But it's been an absolute pleasure, and we're going to have an absolute blast this week as we wrap things up. Conversation to kick off hour number two. We're going to get into some NFL training camps coming up here in a little bit. What's your good, what's your bad, what's your ugly, by the way, from the weekend in sports? Let us know on that. We had a hard time finding goods earlier. We actually turned some bad and ugly things into good. We figured out a way to do that, but not a whole lot of really like great things that happened this weekend in sports, mostly bad and ugly. So let me know your thoughts on that on Twitter, but also have another poll question going concerning Major League Baseball. And Ken Griffey Jr. was inducted into the Hall of Fame, as was Mike Piazza over the weekend. And here's Ken Griffey. We know how important his dad was, and he talked about his dad yesterday and his decision to play in the majors to provide for his family.
To my dad. Who taught me how to play this game, but more importantly, he taught me how to be a man. How to work hard, how to look at yourself in the mirror each and every day, and not to worry about what other people are doing. See, baseball didn't come easy for him. He was a 29th round pick and had to choose between football and baseball. And where he's from in Denora, Pennsylvania, baseball is king. But I was born 5 months after his senior year. And he made a decision to play baseball to provide for his family. Because that's what men do. And I love you for that.
So talking about his dad and the decision that he had to make, you know, at a young age, that's hard. That's hard, you know, for these guys. We know about the rate of young players that come out and how many of them actually make it to have the careers that his dad was able to have. And so having that opportunity to go have some fun and play college football or go into baseball and really take a big risk at that age. And we're talking about a time period where the luxury tax and salary cap was not what it is today. Now, granted, he was paid well, but, you know, was he paid hundreds of millions of dollars? No, that wasn't even a thought for the guys at that time period. And so, Ken Griffey talking about him. So it got us thinking with Ken Griffey's career, first ballot Hall of Famer, no brainer that this guy would be a Hall of Famer. The kid who so many of us, aspired to be like when playing a little wiffle ball in the backyard. Where does he compare? When we're talking, here's the parameters. I'm talking about baseball players in the 90s and 2000s that are at or near retirement right now. So you can include A-Rod in that because he's not going to be around more than another couple years. So I'm talking about Derek Jeter. I'm talking about Chipper Jones. We're talking about Cal Ripken. We're talking about Frank Thomas. We got a lot of great names coming in. And it's refreshing to hear these names, Pat, because so often we think of this generation of Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Rafael Palmeiro and all the guys that were on the list from Tony Bosch. You know, that's who we want to think of. It's refreshing to look at these other names, and there were some incredible names on the list.
Incredible names. I mean, guys that you can make cases for some of them to say that they're some of the best players of all time. I mean, During that little break that we had between the last hour and this hour, I did put down a top five that I have of the names that we've produced so far. And so mine would read as Cal Ripken's the top player that we've mentioned so far. I would put Derek Jeter at two. I think Ken Griffey Jr., for everything he was able to do, probably one of the best fielding center fielders and power hitters and just overall hitters as well. So Ken Griffey would be my three. I put Tony Gwynn at four and Ricky Henderson at five. So, but there's still so many great names to add to that list. But we really, during that era of the, you know, Cal Ripken and the early Derek Jeter and the early Ken Griffey, we were really blessed to watch some of these players play. And it, you know, it's sad to say that, you know, after that, that's when the juice started coming around and, kind of tainted baseball for a lot of fans. And we're starting to see it come back around a little bit again, but you know, it's you know, these players really made a mark on baseball, and you really can't say that there's just so many great things to say about these players. That's why they're in the Hall of Fame.
So where, I mean, we're given all these great names. So where does Ken Griffey Jr. rank in your mind when you look at that list of players?
I would say three, behind Cal Ripken and Derek Jeter.
See, and Cal Ripken was, I mean, he was more. He was the Iron Man. He was the guy that showed up every day for so many years. And I mean, was he? Sure, he's a great player, but I look at, you know, when I compare some of his like batting numbers and everything, and I would actually put Ken Griffey Jr. ahead of him.
I just think for the extended period of time that Cal Ripken played and playing for every day, he still had some great numbers as well. And you can also put him up there as one of the best, you know, shortstop slash third baseman of all time, fielding wise as well. I really do think Cal Ripken is one of the best players I've ever seen play baseball.
All right, so what does Twitter have to say? You guys were acting goofy with it earlier. I think we
there's still you know, it's the same four that came in. Mariano Rivera had two votes. Chris also wrote in Jim Tomei, and then George with his joke of Kenny Powers, the fictional character.
I would say good stuff, but that's not really good stuff. Let me know your thoughts on Twitter at 1003 the team. You know, it really was, you know, a phenomenal generation when you start to think about it. So that was. That's pretty good. I think it's got that big asterisk by it. But I had some comments coming in here from my buddy Ian. He says Frank Thomas. He says the entire Braves pitching staff. I guess you could say starting pitching staff. And then he also says Cal Ripken. But I'd put, gosh, where's Ken Griffey at? Man, I mean, when we talk about impact on the game. That is a huge three with Griffey, Ripken, and Jeter. I mean, that's a tough three to create a separation on because they all made so many impacts. And I think about, you know, who the kids emulated. And obviously, I think it depends on what part of the country you're from, right? Many of you are going to say Derek Jeter because a lot of you are from the Northeast. So many of you will go that route, saying Derek Jeter was the greatest of that generation, the captain, the leader of the Yankees for so many years. And anytime you have a guy lead an organization like the Yankees and be able to be put up on that pedestal, that's incredible. You know, that's the list of guys who had that role is very short and is a grouping of some of the greatest players of all time. But then you talk about Ken Griffey being out there on the West Coast, making the Mariners relevant, making us buy Seattle Mariners hats and jerseys. I mean, who in the Northeast on the East Coast was buying those jerseys prior to his time out there and the impact he made on it? And then obviously Cal Ripken. It's tough. I'd put Griffey two. I'd put him behind Derek Jeter. I'd put Ripken right there with him, but a very close three. That's the way I see it. So let me know your thoughts on Twitter at 1003 the team. Also, keep your good, your bad, and your ugly coming in. Mike Good was the PGA Tour Twitter account making light of the situation. That happened at the RBC Canadian event over the weekend. It was who was it? Wheatford Steve. I can't even recall his name right off the bat, but it was a really bad shot. I do remember seeing the shot. Yeah, here it is. I've got it right in front of me now. Wheatcroft, Steve Wheatcroft, who hit a terrible shot on 18 that qualifies for bad or ugly, but PGA Tour actually tweets out, golf is hard and heartbreaking, and they put a little heartbreaking emoji, hashtag quick hit. So the stuffy PGA Tour actually making light of the situation. I thought that was very funny. Chris Sale cutting up jerseys. We're going to talk more about that story in just a moment because he didn't want to wear the throwback jerseys. He's only suspended 5 games. I get sick and tired of the 5-game suspension for pitchers because it's not really a 5-game suspension. And then Le'Veon Bell gets a 4-game suspension, not for testing positive for doping, but for not showing up for the test. So they assume his guilt. But hey, he avoided a 10-game suspension. So really smart or really stupid. I think it's an ugly situation. All right, let me know your thoughts. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got some baseball news to get into. We'll talk about the Chris Sale story. We'll talk about some trades that are trying to happen. Basically, teams are trying to get rid of bad players, and that usually doesn't work very well. We'll discuss more coming up next. Right now, let's get to the information you need to know. We begin with your National Sports Report.